All right. The exercises prescribed by Loyola are calculated to develop the powers of the soul. The disciple has to concentrate his mind upon the documents given in the Bible of the birth, suffering, and death of Jesus of Nazareth, as if these were historical facts. His feelings and emotions are raised up to a state of higher vibrations. He becomes himself the actor in the play, experiencing himself the joys and sufferings of Christ as if he were Christ himself. And this identification with the object of his imagination may be carried to such an extent that even stigmata, or bleeding wounds, corresponding to those on the body of the crucified Christ will appear on his own body. You know, where the nails went into the hands and the feet and all that crap. And also, it's five places, two hands, two feet, and that lance side, the sword, where they drain the thing of all its blood and all that nasty. The point being is five figures into the five elements of the soul. All this ties in, and like I said, most people out there don't even have they don't even have a knowledge of the occult, let alone to acknowledge it. They don't. And they're oblivious to it. And I'm just saying one thing here. If I didn't know astrology, I learned astrology, I was getting into it at 9, 10 years old. And by the time I was 17 or 18 actually, I had a pretty good knowledge of astrology, the charts, which is a map of the human soul. And I don't know how a person can get day to day without knowing. I'd be lost if I didn't know astrology. I wouldn't know. I mean, it's like I can see why bad things happen in my life. And a person that doesn't know astrology, and if they're a Christian or something, they're more than likely to believe that it's God's punishment and all this crap. And my knowledge of astrology, early on, I became an atheist because I could see, you know, they prayed to this stupid God. And, you know, I was victimized by Christianity myself. I was raised compulsory Catholic, forced to go to church every goddamn Sunday, you know, listen to that shit in there, some pedophile priest and the sick garbage, and sing those stupid hymns. It's just the most worthless waste of time. And they fill your head with all kinds of garbage, crap, repetitive shit. Excuse me, but, you know, that's the way I feel. But astrology was a turning point when I learned this, because it was truth. The astrology told the truth. And with the astrology, I could always see trends in my life. I mean, you can't always predict exactly what's going to happen, but you can see if you're going to go through a bad time. Look to the houses where it's coming from, you know, like the Saturn or something, and prepare for it. And I will tell you, there are many times, more than once, where my astrology was really bad, where I could have had a serious accident, and I stayed at home, and I just, you know, used that bad energy to, like, you know, clean house or do work or whatever, you know, and I avoided it successfully. Thanks, Satan. Satan protects us too, but I'm just saying that my main point here is the average people do not have any concept of the occult. Astrology has done nothing but help me throughout my life, as well as the tarot reading, tarot cards and that. And the removal of this occult knowledge has left the populace very vulnerable, especially with the dumbing down. In the Dark Ages, Christianity had the most power during the Dark Ages. But this dumbing down, and also in illiterate parts of the world, to where the population is very vulnerable to Christianity and believing this crap. And it's just like in the movie The Wizard of Oz, the 1939 Wizard of Oz, where the little dog, Toto, pulled the curtain back on the big bad wizard, and he was just an old man, a harmless old man. But the point being is it made a point. Christianity is nothing more than a crock of shit. I don't know how else to put it, excuse me, but it's the truth. And in order to defeat Christianity, everybody has to know. At the end of this article, and that stigmata, like I said, there are people, it's a, they imagine things to such an extent that they start bleeding out of their hands and their feet and that, you know, crap. I'm sure you've heard of that. That's another hoax where they try to justify this Nazarene just like that Shroud of Turin, which is another lie. They've done nailings of corpses on crosses to test the stigmata, and the hands ripped. So they had to pound it into the wrists to keep the corpse up on the cross. You know, it's sick. You know, just death worshiping. And they live for their death. But at any rate, here's back to the article. Two more long sentences and it's done. In closing, I want to add, if the average Catholic had any idea of the extent the Jesuits and high-ranking Catholic clergy at the Vatican are into witchcraft, they'd crack. This sort of thing has been going on for centuries. That scum meditates all day, every day, and has a load of stolen material that was brutally confiscated from the pagan peoples they murdered. Thus, the dire warnings against witchcraft in the Bible. Can a reference here, I have quotes on here that I read. Above quotes were taken from The Tree of Life by Israel Righardi. And like I said, the whole thing is, I want to close this off, communism. Jewish communism, and it's the same thing as Christianity. They're parallel each other. They're twins. They're Jewish twins. And they both come under the guise of brotherhood. But the point being here is, in Jewish communism, atheism is enforced. Okay, now I don't have anything against atheists. I was an atheist for 15 years. And the point being is, though, okay, I knew astrology and the tarot. I was even doing readings for people over those years and that. I knew they were real. But actually, an atheist is somebody who just doesn't believe in a God. And I don't have anything against atheists and that, but the only thing, they're cutting themselves short because they don't know or practice or acknowledge, most of them, any spirituality. And once communism, like with this enforced atheism, takes hold, the Jews, just like no different from the theocracy of the Middle Ages, when the Vatican controlled everything, the Inquisition was there to destroy any, to mass murder and torture anyone that had any spiritual knowledge or abilities, down to children and grandchildren, because when you start amplifying your soul, you have power, and it's inherited by the children, your children, and even grandchildren. And the Inquisition went back and murdered, well, they murdered people and called them heretics, who were grandchildren of, say they had a grandmother, they was labeled as a witch. The Vatican and the communist up there at the top, the Jews that control the communism, okay, they become God to the average people, because the average people don't know any, you know, at that point, don't know anything about the occult. They've been stripped of knowledge. And what we can do with our minds, those of us that know of the occult, like say cursing somebody, for instance, that's a blatant example. It happens, and then the person that doesn't know any better believes that it's an act of God. You see what I'm saying? So these Jews, which is their goal. And I'm not sitting here and saying every single solitary Jew is involved. It's those at the top, but the point being is they have it on their soul. They have an alien soul. I mean from out there. Not all souls are the same. Thoth stated that. Our god Thoth, one of our gods. And people, not all souls here in Earth, or I don't know how many other planets, are the same, and you can't see it until you start opening your mind through meditation. So, I mean, these people, they're deluded, and the Jews at the top are running the occult, but it filters down. It's something on their soul. And as I mentioned before, they will gravitate. They're inclined to do things to further the Jewish agenda, and they may not even be aware of it. And as for the, you know, I'm always hearing arguments about the small percentage or something, like 5%, that say to the other Jews, why don't you leave the Goyim alone? They still breed more Jews that are like the other 95%. And you can't say there's good Jews. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. And I don't give a damn what, they've got the tendency in them. And there's been a long, long war going on for thousands of years between Gentiles and Jews that are reptilian from out there. And I'm just stating that I don't care how harmless a few of them may seem, they're a threat, a serious threat. And it's just like I've been to the university, and it is just infested with Jews, places of higher education. And they're all hell-bent for communism, so to speak. I mean, that's just an expression. But I'm talking about, they're just, it's like communism is etched into their soul. And you talk to them, and they're leftists, communists. They also, if you look into, and I've mentioned about the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, all you have to do is just have a perfunctory knowledge of Jewish names, surnames, like Abramowitz, Rabinowitz, Goldstein, Levine, all of those, Levy. It's just loads of Jewish names, Ellenbogen, etc., Adler. And anything with a kin on the end, K-I-N, is Jewish suffix. And you look at the percentage of doctors, lawyers. They have something on their soul to where they take over. They infest every source of Gentile power at the key points, and they take over. And in closing this out, in the United States especially, and I'm not euphemistic, but I don't know how, I'm mad. I'm really angry over this. They're bringing this country down every way they can, and the legal system is fucked because of them. They are just infested, from judges to legislature and lawyers. They're at least 3/4 of all the lawyers, if not more. And they keep Gentiles out. They make the laws, and they just screw the United States to the wall with this. And without laws, you cannot have civilization. Where the criminals are rewarded and let off the hook, especially violent crimes, and the victims are punished. And they let the laws get so far out of hand that people, that populace again, that doesn't know jack shit, that's indoctrinated and deluded, are literally begging to have their rights taken away from them so that there's stricter laws. And believe me, when all of this stops, I mean, if they accomplish their goal, they'll step in with strict laws, just like they did in the Soviet Union and these other communist countries, where millions upon millions of innocent people lost their lives. And millions more lives were ruined. And I want to add, the medical profession is now dominated by Jews, where there's no such thing anymore as cures for anything. All it is getting people addicted to drugs and maximizing the profit from the illness, whatever it is, so that they can make more money off of you while you get sicker and sicker. And these psychiatric drugs that they push on the populace, they're highly addictive, a lot of them. They cause all kinds of changes in the brain. A lot of them are irreversible. There's all kinds of they even have a side effect, suicide. A side effect of suicide. Now you would think that they would outlaw something like that, but no, they put kids on them. They're ruining minds, they're ruining lives, and everything that they have in the medical profession now with these pharmaceutical commercials, which are subliminal. They keep repeating and repeating and repeating, call your doctor, call your doctor, call your doctor, over and over, with embedding illness in people in these stupid television commercials. I don't watch television. I can't stand it, but some people that, you know, I live with do, okay? And I hear this shit. It's subliminal, and it's designed to make you sick. Deathly sick and addicted to Jewish prescription drugs. They don't treat the cause. They don't heal you. What they do is they mask the symptoms, and a lot of these drugs are even worse than the symptoms. And given the where civilization is right now, where this world is right now, and I also want to add, there's a lot of people, especially whites, white people, that have been like cushioned from all of this. Living in suburbia, going to all white schools, they've never ridden public transportation, and they don't see the day-to-day reality is like somebody who has to ride public transportation in the cities, or go to work and live in the inner cities, or live in a ghetto. And they don't see reality as it really is. And when this happens, I mean, they don't work jobs like in a restaurant. And I'm talking about an inner city restaurant. To where you see reality, or some of the things you see in the inner city. I've lived in the inner city all my life, and I've ridden public transportation. I mean, I've seen things as a very young child. Okay, and these higher income people start learning and seeing things on the internet that they haven't been exposed to. And they start having psychological problems as a result. So they go to the doctor because they have depression and all kinds of things. And this is also on the food. I believe they put drugs. There's deliberate drugs that are put into prepared foods. The way to avoid them as best as you can is just, you know, do as much as you can from scratch. But the more chemicals the food has in them, the more they can affect your mind. And these people go to the doctor, whatever, they're depressed or extremely anxiety is another one these days. And I just want to mention here, anxiety, if you can do physical yoga every day, or even if you don't, I mean, like there's times in my life when I haven't done yoga for stretches or whatever of time. It does something permanently to your nerves to where you're relaxed. I mean, you can relax. But the average person, all kinds of anxiety in that. And then the Jewish doctor gets them addicted to these psychiatric drugs. And there's drugs for all kinds of things. And they're addictive. And they're extremely expensive. And if they don't, like, I have heard from people where they're addicted to these drugs and they can't get them. And they start going into withdrawal. And I'm just saying that that's what the Jews have done to the medical profession. All right? That's just two. The educational system. And before I close this out, the Jews, they okay all the textbooks. They write all the textbooks. And even if they don't, they're involved in all the textbooks from elementary school to graduate college, you know, level in the universities. Remember this. I remember it because I went to the university. I attended the university for quite a long time. In these textbooks and in other books that they write that are educational, they will give you a whole bunch of facts that are true. Okay, and as you're reading these truths, your defenses are down because you're reading the truth. And, you know, you can see it. And then they will embed lies, their lies, within these truths, so that you take it all in and you're believing lies. Just remember that. They embed it. I mean, like, they'll say like 3/4 truths and then they'll embed their lies. I'm not going to go on any further. This has been too long, but there's a lot that I haven't had, like I said, to be able to put on web pages yet. But we're working on it. Hail Satan.